Hi, it's John Paul with this edition of AAA Car Conversations With. And this time, our car conversations are with Zach Edson. He's the Director of Retail Operations for Lucid Motors. And California, in probably another 15 years, is mandating that every new vehicle is going to be electric or not internal combustion, is probably a better way to say it. And electric vehicles have been around since the turn of the last century. But for about 100 years, they really didn't change a lot from, you know, the very first Baker Electric to some of the nickel cadmium batteries that really didn't really improve the performance that much. But that's now different in the last couple of years. And I think what is coming out from Lucid is really, cutting edge sort of stuff. Zach, first off, can you tell us about Lucid, the company?
Sure. Yeah, and hello, everybody. And John, thanks for having me on today.
Sure.
So Lucid was founded back in late 2007, initially as a battery company. And we were developing batteries for mobility, for transportation, and working with other automotive companies and bus manufacturers to get more large format batteries in transportation vehicles. And over time, the company evolved to develop a powertrain, a full electric vehicle powertrain. And then in the last few years, we've really transitioned the company into a full battery electric vehicle company.
And the car itself, and you guys just had an introduction of the Lucid Air. Can you kind of fill us in a little bit about some of the performance of the car, specifications of the car? It's a gorgeous looking car.
Yeah, and the Lucid Air is really our our market entry. We wanted to come in with a bang, so to speak. Technology is at the core of who we are, and we wanted to demonstrate that in our first product. So the Lucid Air Dream Edition, which will be the first special edition cars that we produce, have 1,080 horsepower from dual electric motors. Has a range over 500.
And can I just stop you a minute? 1,080 horsepower?
Oh yeah. See, it's just normal for us. So I just say it quickly and move on. Yeah, it's each individual motor and our drive units, the motor, gearbox, inverter, differential, that whole unit fits in a carry-on suitcase. And there's one in the front and there's one in the rear, and each one is really capable of well over 600 horsepower. But collectively in the vehicle for the Dream Edition, it will produce over 1,000 horsepower.
That's a phenomenal amount of horsepower. And I can only imagine, 0 to 60 times are in sub 3 second range.
Yeah, 0 to 60 will be around 2.5 seconds. Quarter mile time in the 9.9 seconds is what we've tested it so far for, for people that aren't as familiar with quarter mile times, that is blazing fast.
That's fast enough where at least my limited experience with drag racing means that you have to put a roll cage in the car. You're in the sub 10 second range, you have to be prepared to be in full race mode. So that's incredibly fast.
Yeah, you need a helmet, maybe a roll cage. You need to start thinking about putting a parachute on the car. But this isn't a race car. This is a luxury vehicle. So this is, think of a Mercedes S-Class from an experience standpoint that has that performance.
And you bring up a good point. It truly is the next level of American luxury cars.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, and when people think about buying a luxury car, they also want all the technology. And I've been saying for a long time now that you don't just road test the car, you road test the technology in the car as well. Can you tell us about some of the technology that's in the car?
Sure. And the powertrain technology is certainly at the core of the company. So I'll start there. And with this 1,000 horsepower, as I was starting to rattle off some of the other stats, that also is a range over 500 miles. So on a single charge, that 1,000 horsepower vehicle still gets 500 miles of range, because efficiency is at the core of everything we're developing. Efficiency also ends up leading to more power at the end of the day. Big battery, efficient use of that energy creates power, but it also creates long distance and range. So we have the battery packs are designed in-house. The drive unit I was talking about is designed in-house, including the inverters. The charger that's on board the car is designed in-house, all at very high voltage that allows for better efficiency, but also faster charge times. So you can get up to 300 miles of range in 20 minutes of charge.
And that's one of the things that people sometimes have an issue with electric cars is either range or convenience. You know, the idea of having a car that goes 250 or 300 miles on a charge, but takes 18 hours to charge up is pretty inconvenient. To have a car that can charge that type of range in the time it takes to have a very quick lunch, makes it pretty painless.
Right. And that's really our goal, is to take this concept of electrification to the next level and to make it so it's not that you don't have a second thought about convenience will I make it somewhere? It's just second nature and you don't have to think about it. But back on the technology question, moving on from the powertrain, there's a lot of other technologies built into the vehicle. We have over-the-air software updates, so the car continues to improve just remotely as we can make updates. We have an advanced driver assistance system with 32 sensors integrated into the vehicle, including front-facing lasers, LiDAR, that really increases the safety. It's really about safety for those sensors to look out for objects, have automatic braking, you know, lane change assist, so that if you're distracted or if you maybe miss something in your blind spot, the car can help you out with that as well.
Is this the first application of LiDAR in a motor vehicle, production motor vehicle?
I don't think it's the first, but it's one of the very early. There's very few vehicles on the road with LiDAR integrated in the car, and that comes standard with the Dream Edition that I was referencing earlier.
So it sounds like this is truly in the sort of autonomous vehicle world. This is a real strong level two, almost level three sort of autonomous vehicle.
Yeah, I think at a high level, that's a good way of putting it. The levels, you know, will often confuse people, and there's different definitions and different functions. And what we're saying is that when the car comes to market, it will have competitive advanced driver assistance systems built into it. We're not saying this car is a full self-driving car. We're not setting a timeline on when that might be possible. But the way the car is architected and the sensors that are in the vehicle, those functions will continue to improve, and level three and above can become accessible in the future as well.
And you talked about the battery packs. Is it a variation of lithium ion, or is it something else?
It's a variation of lithium ion.
Yeah. Which seems to be right now the most efficient way to power an electric vehicle. And then there's the tech inside the car. You think about infotainment, and the instrument panel display is amazing.
Yeah. So we have a glass cockpit that's front and center is a curved screen dash with touch screens interface. And each screen has its own function. So it's not just, how many screens can you fit in the car? It's in consideration of the user experience where each is placed and what's within each screen. And then there's a center screen for more advanced functions. And built into that, you have streaming audio, you have navigation that's also connected with the charging infrastructure. So the car can assist you if you're going on a road trip. It can help you plan your route, including charging and remaining range of the vehicle. A number of other systems built into that screen interface.
With that 500 mile range, that's more driving than I want to do in one day. So this truly is a cross-country car.
Yeah. We're saying it's really truly the first intercity electric vehicle where you can drive city to city, drive across the country. And like you say, in any given day, you don't want to go more than 500 miles. And we've actually tested this with a few members of the media, and they want to give up before the car does.
Yeah, I can only imagine. You know, the other big electric car companies set up their own charging station infrastructure. Is Lucid going to follow that route, or are you going with conventional charging stations?
Yeah, so primarily we're going with the public infrastructure that's being built out. We have an agreement with Electrify America.
Okay.
Which is building a national infrastructure of high-speed charging up to 350 kilowatts, which is mega fast.
And so
we're including 3 years of free charging on that network with the purchase of the car. And that they already have many hundreds of charging stations with that high-speed capability. So as the public infrastructure grows, you know, we'll continue to take advantage of it. We're using a compatible plug in the vehicle. So the combined charging system, which has become the standard of the industry, is what we're utilizing so that our customers can take advantage of all of these public networks.
So there's no adapters necessary when you, unlike other cars that, so you're using a standard SAE style plugs, which is great to see. When can somebody put an order in? When can somebody reserve a car?
Yep. So you can reserve a car now. Okay. And we are starting production in deliveries in spring of 2021. So we're less than 6 months from first delivery. So when customers put their order in now, or their reservation in now, it's not too far when deliveries are going to begin.
And can you take us through the levels of car and kind of not an exact price, but just an idea what pricing is like?
Yeah. So the elemental model of Lucid Air, the starting price is $69,900 after the federal tax credit is factored in.
Okay.
And that is a 480 horsepower, 406 mile range vehicle. So even the entry model is in the 400 mile range.
It's still a crazy amount of horsepower. Yeah.
And it's internally we're so used to so much power and so much range. We have to remind ourselves that basic Lucid Air is still a very impressive vehicle. 480 horsepower and 406 miles of range. We then have three other variants, and really let's talk about two in particular, because the Dream Edition is short-lived. It's special edition. It comes at the beginning of production, but then it drops off. So the core lineup for Lucid Air is that elemental model, the Lucid Air Touring, which is then starts at 87,500 after the federal tax credit, or it's 95,000 before the tax credit's factored, and that one is more power, same range, so 406 miles of range, but 620 horsepower. So we put a little more powerful motor in that one, and then other parts of the vehicle also are up leveled. So the glass canopy roof, the interior quality also goes up with that model. And then there's the Grand Touring, which starts at 131,500. And that's longer range, more power. That's more in the 800 horsepower range. And also those other upgrades are included in that.
Can you touch on the glass canopy? I saw some of the photos of it, and it looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, and the photos, it's hard to do justice to anything in the vehicle really with photos, because there's a lot of elements that have to be experienced, and that's one of them. So the windscreen, the front windshield, goes all the way back behind the driver and front passenger. So it's one large glass piece. And then there's another glass panel behind that over the rear seat occupants. And then, a small strip before the rear window, the backlight, as they call it in the industry. So when you're inside, you just have this really open and airy feel. You know, it's part of where the name came from for the vehicle. It felt like air inside. And I think that's another, when I mentioned that photos don't quite do everything justice. This is, again, the interior experience is like an S-Class Mercedes, but because of the miniaturization of the electrical components in the vehicle, the drive units and where the battery is placed, the exterior dimensions are nowhere near an S-Class. They're closer to an E-Class Mercedes. Hmm. And so you get this more nimble and sporty character with this enormous interior, and it takes a while for people to recalibrate when they experience it in person. It's, you know, you get different looks at the vehicle, and sometimes you think it's really big and sometimes you think it's really small. And then when you're inside, you feel like you're in something enormous, but you're not. So
That's interesting. And how is distribution going to work? Are you going to do sort of the coast first and then work your way towards the middle of the country?
Yeah, so we're using a direct distribution model and direct service. So Lucid will own the retail network and the service network, and it's not so much bi-coastal. It ends up looking a lot like that because we're targeting the top automotive luxury markets in the country, and a lot of those are in the West Coast and East Coast. But then other markets like Texas and Illinois and other parts of the kind of the central area of the country of, Ohio, Minnesota, a lot of those areas are also really good markets. So it starts to look a little bi-coastal, but then it fills in quickly.
Yeah. And I can only imagine, it's LA, it's Miami, it's New York. That reason, and like you said, it's where the luxury buyers are. So
and people I think often approach this and they say, okay, where are the EV buyers? Well, EV buyers are where all buyers are.
Yeah.
So it really becomes a population conversation first, and then other factors are all secondary.
Well, and I think with the amazing range of the car, and amazing as really compared to other electric cars, you're not necessarily an EV buyer. You're just a buyer looking for a unique car that there's not a lot of, that you can drive it like a quote normal car. And when people talk about charging, at night, I plug my phone in, my tablet in, and my laptop's charging. And it's not an inconvenience to do that. And if you have home charging, you park the car in the garage and you plug it in, and in the morning or whenever you're ready, your car is charged up and ready to go.
Yeah, and it's great that there are more electric vehicles on the road today, so that people can hear from their friends that own EVs. But yeah, one of the things you don't realize until you actually own an electric vehicle is charging at home is a significant convenience, and not having to stop at a gas station once or twice a week. When you're late for work or when you're trying to take your kids to a sporting event and you forgot to fill up the tank, it's a major convenience to start every day with a full battery.
Well, with 1,000 horsepower, I'm never late for work.
Sure. Well, and there are other sort of paradigm shifts too. It used to be here in California, people would say, oh, well, if I'm driving from San Francisco to Los Angeles, where am I going to charge on the way and what am I going to do? Well, we drive to LA regularly without charging. So you don't even have to think about where am I going to stop. You just get in your car and go.
It sounds like a phenomenal vehicle, and it sounds like Lucid has really taken EVs to the next level with this range, the performance, the luxury interior, and it's going to be a little tough, I think, for everybody to keep up at this point.
That may be. I mean, we're really looking to push it as far as we can possibly push it. As a company, we don't really like to set goals, because when you achieve a goal, you may be let up and don't keep pushing. So we like to say, how far can we take it? How small can we make this? How efficient can we make it? Not set a target and then just achieve it. This is part of our a big this is our mission, right? We talk about inspiring adoption of sustainable transport or electrification. And you do that by changing people's mindset, right? You get them thinking about it. And for us, it's not just customers, it's also other companies, right? Other manufacturers. We've developed our powertrain, although it's for our luxury vehicle with high performance. We've designed it so it's scalable and super manufacturable, so that we can partner with other manufacturers if they're interested in using our powertrain in their vehicles. It's something we welcome. It's also inspiring lawmakers and politicians. It's not just inspiring consumers. And so when you talk about, you know, the California executive order that came out recently, those executive orders, those regulations, those mandates are all much more possible when it looks like companies can meet the challenge, right? And so we help provide evidence that it can be done.
Yeah, and I think really it is, if it wasn't for the competition, we would still have electric cars with 100-mile range that went 60 miles an hour and, you know, needed to be recharged all the time. Right. And because of this, we're able to really take EVs to that next level of a replacement for that internal combustion engine, and not an EV that is, you know, slow and hard to manage, but an EV that feels like the finest luxury car, the finest luxury sport touring sedan in the world. Yeah. No, this is real interesting. And I want to congratulate you and Lucid for putting such a fabulous car together. And I hope somewhere in there you had a little piece of it there that you can say, that's mine.
Thank you. Yeah. You always look for where your contribution is. And that's what's great about working at a company like Lucid is everyone's able to have impact.
Yeah.
Right. And we're all able to be part of something unique.
And if our viewers want more, viewers and listeners actually, want more information about Lucid, where do they go?
Yeah, lucidmotors.com is a great source. And if you want to stay connected with us and get updates, there's a newsletter you can sign up for at the bottom of every page. And of course, our social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, we're regularly sharing updates on our program. And one of the things we haven't talked about is where the car is built. It's built in Casa Grande, Arizona. So that's, we've built a factory from the ground up down there. So there will also be updates so you can see that all coming together.
Oh, that's great. Zach, I want to thank you for taking some time out of your day and joining us on AAA Conversations With. And, have a good day and best of luck and success with Lucid.
Yeah, thank you for having me, John, and looking forward to getting out to your part of the country and sharing the Lucid Air very soon.
We'd like to see it. Thanks.